bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Hump Day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Wednesday, indeed, installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. We're a little late today, sorry about that.
Been a busy Wednesday for me.
It is the 7th of June, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours be coming your way today in about 5 minutes. Boy, yesterday was a long one, wasn't it? Sorry about that. A lot of Apple stuff, and unfortunately, a little bit more of Apple today, but we'll stick it at the end. Starting off our news today with a little Zecky Book. You might have noticed that you have closed captioning when it comes to the videos that you're scrolling through on Facebook, but never live. Well, that's about to change. Yes, Facebook has announced that it's going to extend video closed captioning to live broadcasts. Of course, the reason for this is to make Facebook more accessible for people that have disabilities. And they've been hard at work trying to push out all of these features to all of its users. And I'm sure it has a lot to do with how many live videos are hitting Facebook right now. In fact, 1 in 5 videos posted to the site are actually now live broadcasts. Well, we all know about the Apple Pencil, and we all know that Microsoft announced their own little version just a few weeks ago. Well, now you can pre-order it. The Surface Pen now can be yours for $99. However, though, you better be wanting the Platinum version. That seems to be the only one available for pre-order. Because when you try to order, say, a black one, a blue one, or a burgundy version, it just says coming soon. As for the Platinum version, well, apparently it has a release date of June 15th. So, no, not too far away. No word yet on those other colors. Of course, those of you not familiar with the Surface Pen, well, it's supposed to be double the speed of the other version and can handle tilting. What's that mean? Well, you know how like you shade in stuff with a pencil? Yeah, that kind of tilting. We gotta hit some Apple news now. At least this is some good news from Apple. Some actually got cheaper. Well, in a roundabout way, anyways. 2 terabytes of iCloud storage now could be yours for just $9.99 a month. Yes, for those of you that were already paying $9.99 a month for 1 terabyte, you'll automatically be upgraded to 2. And for those of you that have been shopping around and say, oh, what about Dropbox or what about this? Well, now iCloud is actually more competitive. Believe it or not, who would have thought that from Apple? Unfortunately, though, you're still stuck in the Apple ecosystem. Unless you've got a Windows machine, of course. If you're on Linux, sorry, there's still no support for you. And finally, I have no idea how excited you are for this, but get ready for it. Apple Music's Planet of the Apps debuts later today. Yes, the video content that's now been appearing on Apple Music. We all know about the car karaoke, whatever the hell it's called. Yeah, that's been kind of put on hold, I guess, because since what's-his-name isn't there? James Corden, I think, is his name. Since he ain't in every episode, I guess it's just not as popular. Well, duh. Well, anyways, on to the Planet of the Apps. This will follow developers as they first present their ideas to a celebrity panel of advisors. Yes, it's just like every other reality show on TV, except it deals with apps. So who will be on that celebrity panel? Well, let's see. We got Gwyneth Paltrow. Yeah, all right. Jessica Alba. Okay. Will.i.am. And Gary Vaynerchuk, I think's how you say his name. If I got it wrong, sorry, Gary. I'm just looking at that thinking, yeah, these people know a lot about apps, don't they? Yeah. In any case, the series will be a full 10-episode run and will, of course, be exclusive to Apple Music. Not holding my breath for season 2 on this one. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website for all of our podcasts, for our blog, for our review section, and of course, if you're already over there, consider donating to the BTN Patreon Fund. Your support does go a very long way here at the network, keeping all the shows on the air. We truly would be lost without it. So please, 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 if you can, please donate to BTN. Also, Facebook page, get on there, give us a like at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And of course, patron subscribers, they already know about the Slack room. Why don't you come on over and join us? That is where the fun is. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The news show, of course, will be back on Friday. Sorry, no Thursday episode. We'll get you caught up the best technology news that'll happen over the next 48 hours here and there. But until then, have yourself a lovely hump day. Have it with a smile too. And thank you, as always, for listening.